The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
May God's peace be with you, my friends. I am Francis. I was known as Saint Francis on the earth. And now I am an inhabitant of the celestial kingdom, an angel of God. But I come to your world because I love the creations of God. This world that God made for humanity and to be a part of the universe of his creation. All the creatures within it, the harmony that he continues to develop and instill within life. And yet humanity in many ways is contrary to this. Humanity has the ability to create, to bring about many things. And yet with each creation and each innovation, there is a consequence and there is an effect upon the earth. This powerful yet sensitive system that is God's creation is in need of a gentle touch, a respect, and a love for all that is of God, all that is beautiful, all that makes your soul sing as you see the wonderment of this earth. But in many places in the world, that beauty and wonderment has been lost in the reality of God's, of human making. God's touch is lost and ignored. But soon all of this will come back to harmony. And the effects of man, the power of man, will go by the wayside. And the wonderment of God's creation will once again be predominant. And the mechanisms and systems and flow of life will come back to balance. And for those who are sensitive enough, who within their hearts has great love and appreciation and perception, which allows them to be a part of this harmonious, beautiful creation of God, will find greater joy and harmony within the shift that is coming. For they will feel like they belong. And they will know within themselves what they can do and how they may be in order to be in harmony with God and the laws of God's creation. And the ones who insist upon their way, exerting their power and their desire for all that which is of man, will not find a place within this new world, the world that is coming, the shift that is inevitable, to bring the world back from the brink of destruction and total disarray. And so we make great effort to warn you and to encourage you at the same time, that as you continue to grow in your spirituality and in those soft and sensitive places within you, that place where love resides, that place where light is, that place where the truth can come, and you may see the world differently, and the reality of God may emerge into your consciousness as you awaken your soul, then you may be a part of the new world. You may come to truly accept and embrace all that God intends for all his children, all of creation. And this place that has been blessed can be a refuge for those who seek light, can be a powerful opening for those who pray and seek to awaken their true selves. So, my beloved friends, you know my story. How I forsake those conditions of man and walked in the wilderness and learned of God. And so I urge you to find your way to God, to put aside your fears and the biases and all those things that are of error that you were taught and that you as a child believed. And then as you grew older, started to question. I say to you, my friends, the questioning heart will lead you into the truth. The desires of the heart are different from that of the mind. The heart desires harmony and peace and love, and all things good, and all things that reflect God. The mind is often contrary and forceful, where the soul is gentle and forgiving. Know your soul, my friends. Know the power of your soul, the depth of your capacities and abilities to know God and know God's creations and know one another as God's children. If this can be in the world, if humanity can shift their thinking and doing that reflects these truths, these laws of love, then it will truly be a changed world. and all will be in harmony where the needs of every soul will be met, and the joy that will spring forth in every soul will come as a result of their relationship with their Creator, the One who is the source of all love and has no judgment but love. Can you turn your eyes to God? Can you turn your eyes inward to your own soul and release the constrictions of the mind and bring the soul and its consciousness forward within you? In this way, you will find deep truths and the way forward through the tumult of a changing world. And those who are willing to step forward in this way will be assisted by angels, will have the support and upliftment that they require. And you will also lead others into this light, into the truth of love, into the awakening of the soul. These things are given freely to all those who are willing to accept and absorb and integrate these simple truths. God has much to give every soul, but it is for each soul to open themselves, to accept, to be in alignment with God and the love of God, the truth of God. For the world is shifting towards this alignment, and each soul feels a calling, God calling them towards the light. And yet, with the persistence of the mind, so many are ignoring this call and feeling uncomfortable within themselves. For each of you know how you are out of alignment with God, how there is a need for a shift, a healing, inner peace, and the acknowledgement of the power of love to bring this alignment forward in a conscious way, in a powerful way. My friends, God's beauty and wonderment is all above you. His love is freely available to you. It is for you to choose the light, to be the light, to walk in the light. And so we come to speak and encourage you, my friends. We come because we love you. We love all of humanity, for we are a reflection of God's love. And so our work is not done, nor with any of you, for there is great work ahead and great change coming. Prepare yourselves, my friends. Know the alignment of which I speak. Feel the power of it, the beauty, and the harmony of it. And then you will truly be at peace. and know peace. And the wisdom of your soul will guide you forward as God creates this beautiful relationship between you and all that is of God. So much is waiting for each of you. So much can be given to a soul that is receptive, a soul that seeks awakening. So it shall be awakened through love, and in this transformed in love. May God bless you upon this journey, my friends. May love be the focus of your life. May light be the reflection of your being. May truth be the journey that you take. And may the strength and power of a soul awakened be the example and teacher for others. God bless you, my friends. And I welcome you to this beautiful chapel that has the touch of God upon it and shall ever be so. God bless you and keep you in love. I am Francis, and I am with you today because you seek to enliven this place and enliven your own souls. And so together, we are open to God's blessings. God bless you. My love is with you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.